This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Told you yesterday about some stronger than expected economic growth numbers out of China, numbers that surprised pretty much everybody. Not partaking in the good news, though, was the Chinese automobile industry. Car sales have slid 9 straight months over there, which is, not for nothing, the world's biggest car market. So, our China correspondent Jennifer Pak went to the Shanghai Auto Show this week to see what American car makers are doing to attract Chinese consumers.
At the auto show, carmaker Chevrolet plays a video outlining the history of its SUVs. The first was created in 1935. That first model, the Suburban Carryall, was a huge hit, says Chevrolet. Now it wants to replicate that success in China by launching 2 smaller SUVs aimed at young and tech-savvy consumers. Rival automaker Ford is chasing the same customers. The company says its sales in China for the first quarter of this year fell by 36%.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. I'm Tim.
Nice to meet
Tim
you.
Tim Slatter is the head of product development for Ford in China. He says Chinese consumers want a car that looks good and is equipped with the latest tech. The newest model from Ford includes an artificial intelligence system for information and entertainment.
Okay, so this is the five-door Focus. This is the ST line model. Customers can choose a really exciting looking vehicle with, you know, suspension tuning that's sportier. If you'd like to jump in,
okay.
I think we've got someone who can
yes.
quickly show you
okay.
the Sync Plus.
Oh, sorry. And so your name?
My name is Jessica Zhou.
Jessica. Okay. Yeah. Jessica's going to run me through the system here because it's all in Chinese, right? There's no English.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. So tell me, what does it do? 你可以给我解释一下这个怎么操作的。
你好,福特。
Think of me as a personal secretary, the system says. It can help check the weather or find the best restaurants and movies. It also has iQIYI, which is like the Netflix of China. Ah, so it just stopped the video. Okay. Using only voice command, Jessica can start, stop, or skip to the next TV episode. The system uses artificial intelligence from Chinese tech firm Baidu.
So
do you think that this is going to give you the edge?
It's one of the things which is going to give us an edge here in China.
And what works here in China, says Ford, could soon show up in a car near you. At the Shanghai Auto Show, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.